And Sam McClure, hopefully we'll be having that conversation sooner rather than later about the Carlton Footy Club. Sam, SEN newsbreaker and, of course, host of Time On. You've got some breaking news for us, mate.
Hello, Murray. Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. Well, Murray, remember last week when we talked about this super panel that the AFL and Steve Hocking were putting together? Well, he's holding a media conference today, Steve Hocking, and been working on this since late last night. I think we have a new name for the super panel, and I'm disappointed they haven't gone with our name, but I think they're going to call it the Competition Committee.
What?
They've sent out a note to clubs, Murray. They want all 18 clubs to essentially submit their recommendations of who in their club should be looked at to be on the committee by March 29, which I put as next Thursday.
So clubs are being asked to put forward nominations for who should be on the super panel. I'm not going to call it the competition committee. I'm calling it the super panel.
Like the super panel as well. I'm very disappointed that Steve Hocking didn't listen to us on 11:16 SEN. But the people that can they can nominate, Murray, are senior coaches, players, heads of footy, list managers, and CEOs. And I dare say there's going to be a couple of AFL executives on the committee as well. So Steve Hocking has said that he's not going to put a limit on how many people will be on the committee. Sorry, let's go back to panel. On the panel.
Thank you.
But I think, Murray, that ultimately the AFL would like the number to be around 12. They don't want it to be too big, as you can understand. But look, Steve Hocking has been widely known since he started, Murray, as someone of action and that has come in and made decisions. Now, a lot of people, I guess, would say, you know, now they've got to go through the process of going through 18 club nominations. But I think that's the fair way to do it, Murray, because ultimately then you'll be criticised that if the panel makes a bad decision, well, then other clubs will say, well, if you'd asked us who we thought should be on it. So I think he probably does, because it's such an important and new committee, you have to go through it with a fine tooth comb. I don't mind it.
The only thing I'll say about that is that people involved at Clubland designed to get the best result for their club. And irrespective of how broad a thinker they are on the game, while they're employed by their football club and they're working at the coalface of their football club, I don't know how you can, with that sort of conflict of interest immediate, I don't know how you can possibly separate yourself from what is best for your own footy club.
Yeah, but I agree to an extent, Murray, but I think that ultimately when it comes down to a group of people in the room that are making broad decisions on what the game is going to look like.
Aren't there enough people, Sam, out there who aren't involved at Clubland who could act?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I really don't think there are, Murray, and that's why they've put together this panel, because they want the current stakeholders in the game to have a massive say into how the game progresses. And I think if you've got a couple of senior coaches, a couple of senior players, you've got some CEOs who have really good track records of remaining objective, if you've got a couple of senior heads of footy, and then you mix that with some AFL executives, and then, you know, you've got it chaired by Steve Hocking, and then it still goes to the commission. Oh, I think that's just a seamless way of making decisions.
I'm not sure about that. We could have a serious, over a long lunch one day, I reckon you could get a group of us in a room like the one we were in yesterday and have a chat about this. And I reckon we come up with some very divergent opinions on this one. I take your point on board, and I can clearly see, you know, what Steve Hocking's trying to do. But a lot of people, the bloke who sits in this seat in an hour's, 2 hours' time, would say, well, these people in charge of the game now, look what they're doing to footy. They don't know what's the best thing for... They're ruining the game, would KB would say. So why would you invest in their hands what is the best way to take the game forward? I'm not saying they all can't be of benefit, but I reckon it's... I don't think I'd be giving every position on the competition committee up to people who are currently involved in the game. I don't think that's a wise thing to do at all, Sam.
Well, I'd love to hear everyone's thoughts, Murray. 9429 1116, the talkback number. I think we can probably agree to disagree, because I think it's the way forward. But just some more news coming out of it, Murray. They're going to this competition committee, better known as the super panel, the three main things that they'll look at, Murray, under their umbrella will be the game, which is mainly laws of the game and rules, and the look. Player movement, which is pretty self-explanatory, the trade periods, and we know there's going to be a mid-season at the midway through next year, and also the competition, which will look at scheduling, fixturing, and also things like AFLX. Now, scheduling and fixturing might, to someone out there listening to you, Murray, sound a little bit dry and boring, but it's starting to become really important because we've got AFLW now, and there's a lot of criticism. I know Gaz on Breakfast was very critical about the AFLW grand final being sort of jam-packed in between the opening round of the men's game. But you've also got AFLX. So, you know, look, make no bones about it. The AFL wants to be an 11-month across the year league. They want to absolutely dominate the sporting landscape in this country. And they've got a pretty good hold on it at the moment. But, you know, if you can have a franchise AFLX competition being played, say, in late November, if you can have the AFLW rolling off the back of that, seamlessly transitioning into round one, we're going to have 95,000 at the MCG tomorrow. It's looking like a pretty broad competition.
I'll tell you what, this is a good chat, and we'll have it later on throughout the day, because we're going to go to the heartland of Tiger supporters in a moment, Sam, but we'll wait to see what Steve Hocking's got to say at 2:30. We've heard it here first with you, my friend. I'm sure you'll have a comprehensive pull apart of the whole thing on Time On after 6 o'clock tonight. We appreciate you dropping by and having a chat with us about the news that's about an hour and a half away from being revealed. Thanks for your time.
Good on you, Murray.